The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre. Serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, hello everyone. It's an early edition of Sports Day WA because it's Thursday, and every time there's Thursday night AFL footy, they push me between 2 and 3 on a Thursday. Then we have the run home between 3 and 5 with Hayes and Marta, who are doing all their prep for their show that follows Sports Day WA. And then we're into AFL action. Round 5 already. And it is, as we know, Melbourne taking on Brisbane at the MCG. Looking forward to that. And also looking forward to the game a bit later on in the weekend. And we're talking about Sunday afternoon. The final game of the round gets underway at 2 o'clock. West Coast Eagles taking on Richmond. And, come on, Eagles fans, even today I was out and about speaking to a few people in sport and a few general people that follow the West Coast Eagles, and there's real general belief that the West Coast Eagles can win their first game of the season. They'll have a big crowd here. I think people are coming left, right and centre to maybe witness something that doesn't happen too often, and that is the West Coast Eagles win an AFL game. So I think there'll be a crowd in excess of 50,000 here at Optus Stadium, and it should be a beauty between the West Coast Eagles and Richmond. 2 o'clock, it gets underway on Sunday afternoon, and you can hear the broadcast on SENWA. I'll be joined at the microphone by Jimmy Williams and Scotty Cummings. So looking forward to that. Very shortly, I'll speak to Ash Brown, the senior writer of the AFL Record, to see what is in the record this weekend. Always a very good read. And later, we're going to speak to a former professional golfer. He is now a respected golfing commentator, Ewan Porter, about the Masters, the US Masters, which is the pinnacle of any golf tournament in the world. And it happens this time every year. Well, roughly around about this time every year, around the Easter break at Augusta National there in Georgia. And there is so many storylines to come out of the US Masters this year. Greg Norman, who was banned from attending the US Masters, wasn't allowed on the Augusta National Golf Course last year because, as we know, was the commissioner, the head honcho of the LIV Golf Tournament. That was just underway. So he was barred, but he's been seen around Augusta National in the practice rounds. Will they allow him in? And the other big story is Tiger Woods, who at an age of what, 46, 48, I think it's 46, will be going around for his 26th Masters, which is quite unbelievable. And he is confident that he can do well. And I'm going to ask our golfing expert a bit later on whether, firstly, Tiger can make the cut, which means get into the weekend and the final two rounds, whether he can get even deeper than that, maybe into the last group or the second last group on the final day, where the challenges for the green jacket will be. And someone said to me today, and he's a very respected golfing identity here in Perth, Western Australia, that if, for whatever unforeseen scenario, Tiger wins it, it'll be by the length of the straight the most significant sports story when it comes to the sport of golf, if not just as significant as the biggest sports story for a long, long time. Are we talking history because it's Tiger Woods? I don't think he'll get to that, but the big interest will be just how deep he'll go in his 26th showing at the US Masters. Gets underway late tonight, all through the early hours of tomorrow morning is when the action happens. Speaking of action, plenty of AFL action is about to happen. Gets underway later this afternoon. As I mentioned, SEN will broadcast Melbourne against Brisbane from 5 o'clock straight after the run home. And now for Power Every Moment with a Signet Power Bank. As we do, we speak to the editor of the AFL Record for his preview on what's in the record this weekend in Ashley Brown. Ashley, thanks for your time.
G'day, Pete. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Gather round last weekend, and the footy world in some way is back to normal this weekend. What do you think of gather round?
Yeah, I didn't get there this year, but I think it's a fabulous idea to have that round. It's an extra round of footy. South Australia does it really well. It's become a major sort of football tourism event. Being able to get, I think, is great. People love being able to watch four or five or six, some cases, seven games of live footy a weekend. So in 4 days, so I think it ticks a lot of boxes. I think. Don't you think they need to do something extra for WA? Not quite sure what that is yet, Pete, but I think they're the ones they need to turn their attention to now with some sort of investment in some sort of marquee event. But I think going around the trip, I think it belongs in South Australia for the long term.
Yeah, I agree with you. I said that earlier on Sports Day WA, that I believe it now just stays in South Australia. It ticks all the boxes in relation to people, particularly from the Mecca of AFL football, being Melbourne, the ability to simply drive down or just a short flight down to Adelaide. People come from a lot of Melburnians who follow all the clubs in Melbourne, all converge on Adelaide, and I just feel it's probably a good fit. I'm not sure it'd work as well in the northern states, in Sydney and Brisbane, and geographically it makes it a bit difficult here in Perth. I was actually thinking about if they do take it away from South Australia, it might be in a few years' time when Tasmania are in the competition. Wouldn't that be a big fillip for the island state if they had gathered around in a few years' time?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they, it's one way of putting, you know, if they build this new stadium, Pete, and they're looking for ways to fill it, then surely gather around in Tasmania in the first season to create, you know, three or four more event days in that stadium. Also up north in Launceston, where they're going to put a fair bit of money in that stadium as well. A gather round, so the second gather round, maybe the weekend to welcome Tasmania to the AFL, I think would be a really good idea.
Okay. That's a few years down the track. Let's have a look at the AFL record. I believe it's been, you've been sort of deep diving into the kennel. It's been a big summer there at the Western Bulldogs. Tell us about the feature that you put together.
Yeah, I reckon outside Melbourne, as in the team, probably no club's had a more interesting off-season than the Western Bulldogs. They're 2-2 after four games. I guess a huge game tomorrow night to get that season in the positive win-loss ledger. But it was worth looking at the big decisions they've made, some of the big decisions, especially around their list that they still need to make. So we spent a bit of time looking at them this week.
The SEN hot take that you have in the record involves commentary and quotes from Malcolm Blight, the Premiership captain Mark Bickley, and of course Blight being a Premiership coach for the Adelaide Football Club. That's the hot take, because no doubt they're looking at where the Crows are sitting at the moment.
Yeah, we thought it was worth the Crows have been one of the disappointments of the season, haven't they, with their 0-4 start. And we've got a couple of Adelaide experts on the payroll here at SEN, being Mark Bickley and Malcolm Blight. Both had a bit to say about the Crows, so we featured that in the hot take this week, along with a couple of other people's opinions as well.
Tonight, Lachie Neal, who's been, I believe, cleared to play. There were some concerns during the course of the week with injury, but he'll play his 250th.
Yeah, it's fantastic achievement. What a player he's been, two Brownlow medals and 250 games. And you'd have to say, Pete, I don't know what you think, he's now in the conversation for one of the greatest Brisbane players of all time. We tend to think all those guys who played in the sort of Premiership hat-trick from 2001 to 2003, headlined by Michael Voss, but the body of work for Lachie Neal started to stack up with those guys.
Yeah, no, you make a good point, actually. When I think about that Brisbane team at the turn of the century, how powerful they was with Voss and Simon Black and others running through the midfield. I agree. Lachie Neal, two Brownlow medals, 250 games. OK, he played half of those for the Fremantle Dockers, but he's been enormous for Brisbane. And hopefully this year, even though they've started slowly, he could be part on whether Brisbane actually make a serious tilt for the Premiership after missing out last year. But they would need to win, you'd think, against Melbourne tonight. If they're 1-4, it's going to make it a bit difficult, isn't it, to actually try and prize a top four spot?
Yeah, 1-4, and they've already lost twice at home, haven't they, Pete? So they'll be too far back tonight, I reckon, if they lose tonight, to get that top two, top four spot they would need to be realistic at the Premiership. I'm not sure that could be a flag from 5th to 8th.
We spoke about Gather Round at the top of the chat, but there is a feature on the big event in South Australia in the record this weekend.
Yeah, you're a photo gallery. There's so many great activities on and off the field over the 4 days in Adelaide. So we've just, with our partnership with AFL Photos, Michael Wilson and his team, we've featured some of the best shots of the Festival of Football, as it was. in a spread in the record this week.
Tell us about Sam Edmonds' weekly What We Know part of the record.
Yeah, we do this every week now. Sam just looks at the four or five talking points out of the weekend just gone and the weekend to come, and he sort of picks the eyes out of the big sort of on-field, mainly on-field footy stories that are buzzing about for the week. So he's gone and looked at a couple of teams, Port Adelaide, he's had a bit of a look at Hawthorn with them as well. So he's looked at how the weekend footy's shaping up.
And it's interesting, isn't it, the AFL record? It's certainly value for money. You've got that 24-page match day section featuring the return of selected teams and player lists for each game. So you can really be on top of who's playing, what they're delivering, and the teams and how they're likely to shape up for the weekend.
Yeah, we're putting that together now. That's what we do the last couple of hours every Thursday before the teams come out. It's all the stats pages, all the facts and figures, the player profiles and the team lists. We have to make sure they're up to date and every bit of information is ready to go. And then we get the teams fed to us shortly and put those in, and then they're off to the printer tonight and at all match day venues around the weekend. The match day section's come back. We brought it back last year after COVID. It's a very popular and also essential part of the record, we think.
The Round 5 edition will be on sale, as we know, at all venues hosting AFL matches, including the game that gets underway at 2 o'clock here on Sunday between West Coast and Richmond. And as I said in the intro, there's a lot of interest in this game. There's been, certainly it's been beat up a bit, Harley Reid, the youngster, the teenager, against one of the greats in recent times of Dusty Martin from Richmond. The West Coast Eagles were encouraging last week in the gather round. There is a few people even brave enough to select that they could record their first win of the season on Sunday afternoon. Are you one of those, Ash, as we let you go?
Well, they're not going to go 0-22 for the year, West Coast. We know that they're going to win. They're going to win, you know, three or four games probably. They should win them at home. So they would look upon this. I think Hawthorn come to town at some stage in the year, probably North Melbourne as well. They'd look upon games like that as really winnable games. So I would be very surprised if West Coast haven't set themselves up for this one. And wouldn't it be fantastic if Harley Reid does play in Dustin Martin for parts of the game and has some success on him? That even if West Coast don't win the game, that would get West Coast people very excited. Not that you lot people get. Need a lot of excuses to get excited about Harley Reid over there, Pete, but that will just add to it.
Yeah, very much so. Ash Brown, editor of the AFL Footy Record, thanks for joining us for your regular segment here on Sports Day WA. Enjoy the footy.
Yeah, look forward to it. Always good to chat, Pete.